Randy's on the phone. Hello, Randy.
Hello, Chris. Physicists talk about dark matter being in our universe, which is difficult to detect. If gravity waves can propagate from alternate universes, could that be a manifestation of those gravity waves that we're detecting as matter that isn't physically present in our universe?
Well, that's an interesting, rather topical question, actually. We don't have a good idea at all what dark matter is. We can only see its gravitational influence on other objects in the universe. If you look at galaxies and you measure how fast those galaxies are rotating and estimate how much mass is in those galaxies, you realise that they should really spin apart because of the centrifugal force. There must be some gravitational glue in there sticking that galaxy together, and that mass isn't producing any light, so we call it dark matter. But we have very little idea what that mass is. We've had some theories, and one of the leading theories up until a few weeks ago was that it was particles that particle physicists call supersymmetric particles. But you may have seen in the news in the last few weeks, the latest news from the Large Hadron Collider is that those supersymmetric particles probably don't exist. So I think we're back to the drawing board, actually, in trying to work out what dark matter actually is.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because we know it's there, we can see its effects, but we have no idea how to actually start trying to measure it.
That's right. I mean, I think the evidence will come from experiments like the Large Hadron Collider. This is almost certainly some new kind of particle that we don't as yet know about, but which I'm sure we will discover at some point.